Dean Amati.
First of all, let me thank the program committee, South Potomac area, Big Kenneth, and for giving me the opportunity to participate in this convention this year. Now, it's good to see my man Rodney. I remember you up in North Philly. We had the opportunity to participate in a group anniversary. A lot of times, things like honesty stand out to me. That's how I remember people. You know, we talk about self-assessment, man. This is something it's something I'm going to deal with, man, as long as I be here. You know, we was outside trying to do a prayer, trying to get real spiritual, right? Just trying to break the ice. I'm talking about even when I'm trying to get connected to God, I can't hear the prayer because I'm still thinking about myself. I don't know if you've ever been there before. You're trying to hear from the Creator, you're trying to get grounded, you know what I mean? And you know, and low self-esteem, man, is still prevalent, even if it's been almost 14 years, and doing the steps twice. Because he's still a creeping. What you got to say? You know, man, no matter how many times that I've done this thing, man, sometimes it's still going to be challenging, right? Because I still listen to myself. Yeah. You can't hear from God when you still listen to yourself. It's impossible. And going into the first step, man, I remember the first step was so important because the first step was to begin to get me in touch with obsession and compulsion. That's what the disease of addiction is, obsession and compulsion, the mental thoughts, man, that keep coming and keep coming. Right? I started getting in touch with a little bit of self-centeredness. Right? And the self-centeredness got me in touch with a powerless condition. Once I started using, I didn't care about nothing or nobody but me. Right? But it was important, because you're talking about the core disease, right? It was important to go into the fourth step to get to the core so I could really see how this thing has plagued me my whole life before the thing. My mother, she was 14 years old. Right? My mother from the state of Maryland. Right? She might have made $11,000 a year, man. Right? And I would catch resentments with my mother because she couldn't buy me Nikes. Right? She couldn't give me the clothes and stuff like that, right? You know what I mean? And I'm probably talking about being self-assessed, man, like I'm about 6 years old. And by the way, she couldn't buy me them things, man. I would catch resentment from my mother, man. Disrespect my mother, man. All that stuff, man. I couldn't see, man. She was struggling just to keep the lights on. In response, I always told me, man wrapped up himself coming in a mighty small package. And I couldn't see that. Right? That mother could have resented my mother, man. I began to smoke weed. I started sniffing dope. You know, it's like the dope and the weed, man. Started taking up low self-esteem, the insecurities, the anger, man. I began to mask up at an early age. Right? Then I started smoking crack. And something about that crack that will accelerate the process to surrender. That crack will get you there at light speed. I found myself in and out of jails, man. Getting locked up this last time, man. Telling myself I'm not going to use no more. I done the push-ups, the pull-ups. I ran the yard. I ain't smoking no cigarettes. I'm going to see my grandmother. All the good intentions of the world, right? They said somebody a reservation will rob you of your recovery. Yeah. I always had that reservation, Bruce. I'm going to go down campus and show them how good I look. Self-possession. And after being locked up for a long time, well, I show them how good I look. They say, yeah, Fish, you look real good. Here, take this package. Yeah. I don't give up no testers. I am the tester. Yeah. within 5 days, man, of being released from prison, man, I felt myself walking down Southern Avenue with 10 homeless people. The homeless people started going on. I was the only one that had a way to go. You ever put a resemblance of some homeless people, shorty? Where the fuck y'all going at? I smell my crack, we saw y'all leaving out this pit. I'm probably talking about getting you to the point to where as though I'm breaking the denial. I remember going back to that bad house on 58th Street. There was needles everywhere. There was stems laying around. There was piss on the walls. The rats was running by me. At the end, man, all my night yesterday, she was like, God damn, how the fuck did you get here? I remember walking down the street the next day, man, in broad daylight, man, on 4th Street in Southeast D.C., in broad daylight, hitting the stem. It's amazing when you out there learning with such a compulsion, the things is insane things to be saying. It was a fireball drunk out there. He said, you're a fucking crackhead. For the first time, man, I ain't gonna fight him. For the first time, sponsors say humility must come first. I began to inventory my life. What's your address? What's your aspirations? Do your family still mess with you? I remember somebody I had a treatment, man, after coming from prison. Right? Remember I got to that 90-day mark. It took all the courage, man, I could muster up to come up and get that key tag, man. When I'm out there loaded in my mind, man, I don't have the courage to walk up and get that key tag, right? Because I'm too busy thinking about what the fuck y'all thinking about me. And I remember I was going to get that key tag, man. Back then, the car's line was so inviting. It was like, yeah, Dean, keep coming back. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. That's how God expresses himself through the unconditional love of the group. I remember I came up to get that key tag, man. They was out of key tags. I was caught up. Because when you catch a resentment, you learn the service structure. Who was the fucking GSR around here? They got the goddamn key tags around here. You never know that it's clean. I'm going to tell y'all what the fuck y'all need to be doing. Yeah. And I'm walking back to the recovery house, man, caught up in my own mind. This old white biker guy named Bob M. He had 16 years clean, man. He came outside. He said, Dan, come here. He gave me a hug. For the first time, I felt unconditional love, man. See, that was the attraction, was the promotion. I came up with your cars, how good your girl looked, man. None of what you said, man, impressed me, man. The thing that attracted me, man, when you hugged me, it's a whole other thing when you're a newcomer, get that key tag, well, you're scared to have this catch what you got, and we already got it. The disease of addiction. Bob M said, Dean, come here. He hugged me. He said, man, I love you, man. Please keep coming back. Here's my personal 98 key tag. At that point, I began to understand, man, diversity is the backbone of this program. You know, if you don't know God's going to work through, but the same thing that damn it killed you ain't going to save you. I'm at the old Tyler's house in Kitchen, New York, man. She became like a mother to me. God knew who to put my life, man, to break the mental obsession. Right, because I see my grandfather slap my mother up, my grandmother up. I see my stepfather beat my mother up. Man, I ain't like dudes. I was raised by a woman. Right, this old time here, 30 years and I have a fellowship. She had this spirit. She ain't talk a lot. She got this spirit, man, that would grab you in. She said, damn, I want you to start doing is practicing prayer. Right? I began to practice prayer. I'm going to fill out my first job application, man. My record was so bad, I lied on the job application because I didn't have tangible evidence that God was working my life, man. I still was trying to control the situation, man, because fear was running my life, man, trying to be a self-will. Still practicing manipulation, dishonesty, and deceit. And I was there 2 weeks. Lest you know, Dean Frog, come to the front. I'm Dean Frog. You need your front bring your ID badge now. So I get up front, right? The man said, we would have kept you if you'd have been honest. Since you lied, we gotta let you go, ain't nothing I could do. And I felt like using, man, because the little boy's feelings from 76 were like, you know, let's go cop. They said at some point, the only thing between you and drinking drugs would be the godly understanding. I began to pray, man, right there as I was walking down the street, man, the third step prayer. Take my will of my life, God, my recovery, show me how I live. I went to the meeting, man, I shared, man, I ran my application, man, they fired me. This little white guy had 14 years clean, right? Every time I would see him, man, I would hug and embrace him, man. Even though he was going in and out, man, I would still try to encourage him, man, and go to meetings with him, man. It's our job to flame the fire desire, not put it out. So he heard me share I lost my 2-week job. He said, Dean, my dad owned the biggest union sheet metal company in the United States. He had taken his phone number and called him up. I'm looking at him like, your dad owned a damn sheet metal company. Okay, you fucking up. Self-obsessed. You don't know who God going to put you like to break the obsession at the moment. Recovery happens in the moment. I called up there. The old man said, come on up to the shop. I want to see you. I got there. The sheet metal company, man, the size of a football field. I'm there. Tractor trailers, straight trucks, brake machines, decoy machines. They had all that stuff. The old man walked there. They said, your name Dean? I said, yeah. He said, you have my son's recovery? I said, yeah. He said, look, who's your grandfather, and you got a job for life, and walked off. Look, gratitude is an action word. No, because I was grateful, man. I had to show some gratitude in my action, man. Couldn't work early every day, man. Get with the formers, man. Try to learn how to read plans. They was talking about houses, boats, and new cars and stuff like that, man. That was like my tangible evidence, man. That was my hope. The old man said, if you're going to make some money here, Dean, you got to go to school. You can't just, you know, sit here and labor all the time. You ain't going to make no damn money. You got to go back to school, man. Invest in yourself. Look, God ain't gonna move unless I bring my shovel, man. The third step is an action step. Now I go to school, and I sit in class, right? Them little boy feelings from 76 would come up. I remember doing my homework, man. At one time in Baltimore City, man, I was a math champion. I went all across this state completing math tournaments and stuff like that. I would win them, come in second place, win them, come in second place, man. But something happened where I couldn't fill out the fractions. My mother would take a sharp number 2 pencil and stab me out. I was like, you stupid, dumb, retarded motherfucker. I don't know what's wrong with you, motherfucker. I was emotionally crippled before I started using drugs. So anything challenging ever come to play, man, I would throw in the towel, man, because the fear would kick in, man. Ain't the message that I tell you, it's the message I tell my goddamn self. Yeah, and I would sit in class, man, them little boy friends would come up, man, you know what I mean? Self-perception, man, you can't do it, get up and quit. Self-centered fear, man, always paralyzed me. Response the same as the fact that you feel, but your feelings ain't facts. That's why I have a relationship with God, man, and push through the feelings. I would sit through the inadequacies, the low self-esteem, the fear, and do the best I can. begin to break the self-possession. I've been wrapped up in a whole bunch of different prisons, but the worst one is my own goddamn mind. Now, the cash in a full step, man, when you get free, to start doing something different. I remember I used to demo electrical pipes, man, an act of addiction. It was copper. It was copper pipes. The owner would be like, man, if you to take all the copper pipes, and go ahead and trade them in.
Right.
And a lot of the copper pipes had thick insulation around them to protect the copper. It wasn't no value with the insulation on it. We had to strip the insulation to get you the pure copper to get you the true value. The same thing in him, I got to strip the land of denial, the land of fear that I used to protect myself, that damn near killed me, man, to get you my true value inside out. It don't matter what the fuck I buy, I can buy new cars, new trucks, new clothes, and still have 1976 stuck on my back. It's an inside out job. And I made it through school, man. I became an apprentice. I became a mechanic, assistant foreman, a foreman, right? The men said, we like how you represent, man. You speak up, won't you be our shop steward? Now, when I got here, man, my self-esteem was so low, I couldn't look at you. Well, I'm so arrogant, I walk past you like you don't exist. A walking contradiction. Now, what the steps begin to do, man, is get me comfortable with who I am, how we look the world in the eye. Right? I'm kind of talking about the point of transformation. Well, I got full custody of my son, man. I remember going to court. Right, because my baby mother struggled financially a lot. Right? And I remember going to court, man, really was out of resentment. Let me keep that up front. I don't like it was spiritual. You know what I mean? No, really out of resentment was, so I'm going to take it to court, you know, I'm going to try to get my son. And the judge said, man, you'll never get custody of your son. But the judge ain't God. That's just the judge. Right? And what I done was, man, I stepped my game up more. Like, she was too caught up doing what she was doing, man. I was the parent, man, going up there, man, dealing with the teachers and stuff like that, man. I remember going up there one time, right, and it was like, Mr. Ferrar, we've been sending letters home, and Donovan's doing the best he's can, but he's failing. Would you like to explain that? That's the way it was, Pepper. What you expect? That's what I wanted to say while we're here. The inability to accept personal responsibility seems to create our own problems. I said, now that I'm aware of it, I'll do something about it. I would go up to school every day, man. Pick my son up and go to McDonald's to the library. McDonald's to the library, right? And something about when God sees you putting effort in, man, how we begin to strategically put people in your life, man, to help you on the other side. Right? I met a tutor, man, that began to help me out. Right? My son used to do his homework, man, and he would struggle because he wasn't used to the struggle. I would kiss him in his face, man. I said, Don, I love you, man. We're going to do this together. Right? The teachers began to call me up. They said, Mr. Raw, Don is building a whole lot of self-confidence. He's getting better, and we can't, where is this coming from? I'll tell you what happened. Don has been an honor roll system, man, an honor roll student, man, for 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. And I got to a point to where as though, you know, I used to bring him to meetings all the time, man, and he got probably more recovery than half the motherfuckers in here. He probably do. When I say something to him, I'm God, grant me serenity, accept the favor, that's what I'm doing. Now we got a lot of attempts that, man, I gotta get you. No, we gotta do something different. Now, in fact, there was an addict. We just came back from Delaware from the convention, right? She said, yeah, I was real selfish with my kids. I had to give them to do something different. I said, what? You talking to me? Right, now I began to get Donovan in wrestling, man. right, wrestling began to build a lot of self-confidence and self-worth and all that in them. They said recovery is a full contact sport. So is parenting. Sam, you're going to be there, Sam. We're going to do this together, son. This is what we do. We do this collectively as a whole. Right? And my son was out there wrestling, man, we come in second place and second place, right? And his last tournament, one of the coaches had to go somewhere else. The head coach said, you want to help me coach your son? I'm sitting on the side of the of the mat with the wrestling coach, the head coach. Right? I'm looking at Dom like, Dom, you got him. Pull him over, Dom. And I had to cut myself because a couple of us said, Dom, what the fuck are you doing? Think you make me look bad. What you doing, Sam? Turn that shit around. I had to cuss myself. He designed what he right? I was the one that had the issue. Self-obsession. I would hold my tongue. Right? And he came in first place. He came in first place, man. And when he came in first place, man, right, I would pick him up, man, kiss him, say, boy, I love you. Look what you're doing. It's not a thing, man. You can build self-esteem in a newcomer, but you can't do that shit at home. Yeah, what kind of message is that? Right? I would pick my son up, man, kiss him, man. There was a whole lot of little boys out there, man, who ain't had no fathers out there, man. A lot of time, man, I was the only dude out there with like three single mothers. That's some good shit, ain't it? That's some good shit. There's me and them. Bad as shit. Look, a lot of times, man, I would be there, right? Encouraging the ones who ain't had no father. Right? When they working, I'm working out. It's like telling your sponsors to work steps, and you ain't working no fucking steps. Oh, you need to go do some meets. Where the fuck you want to go? Yeah. So I began to help other kids, man. Like this grandma walked up to me, man. She said, Dan, I wish my son was just like you. He's a dope fiend. I said, me too. Look, my good will began to govern your heart. God will govern your life. Look, the key antidote to self-obsession is helping somebody else. Stop thinking about yourself so much. I'm at the meeting of Emerson in Warwick, right? And she's a little kid, man, since he was like 16 years old. In the meeting, nodding. We got him, Dad. Yeah. Just because he was nodding, I still can't measure the desire to get clean. Just because he's nodding, he's caught in obsessive compulsion. His desire's between him and God. I would go up there and hug a man, embrace him. We brought him with us for the weekend. Put him in the back of the truck and took his ass to a party. He was dancing. I was jealous because he was dancing his ass off. I shit. I nigga, look, he was dancing his ass off. I said, damn, this motherfucker high as a bitch. God. I was jealous as shit. I said, let me get the fuck on the floor now. Yeah, look, but the end result, when he dropped him off in his nod, he said it's better on this side than that side. Yeah, we planted the seed, man. We got to talk about practicing unconditional love, man. Now look at Hillside out Cherry Hill, the belly of the beast. I see ass come in and out every goddamn day at the home week walking around. Right there. Every motherfucker. Look. And I still would come outside my yard, man. Right, go out there and hug him. Love. No, we still doing this, man. And look who in the eye. Look, this message is meaningless unless you fucking live it. you get to a point in this program, man, can your feet match your mouth? Yeah. Yeah. Right? So what I do, man, to continue to break this self-obsession thing, right, is continue to help people, man, and give them what I got. Thanks for letting me share. Yeah.